Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, it says it's playing, and I'm not hearing it. Let's try that again.
You know, the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through. Chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can't you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Alrighty. Oops, here we go. I'm having technical anything today, but so welcome to Bonnie Albers on Air today. And this promises to be a very interesting day already. We will see what happens today. We are supposed to have Phil Renton on with us. I know he's got to be out there. I'm not precisely sure what his number is. So scrounging through the queue here and trying to figure out where he's at and how to pick him up. So yeah, we're going to be looking here for a little bit. But anyway, today it's going to be me and you and a dog named Boo. And possibly here's a name I recognize here, a number I recognize. Candy, how are you there?
Hi, Kelly. How are you doing?
Well, it promises to be a very interesting ending to the year here. It's like, I know today's the 30th. Tomorrow we have Ron is on and Leslie Journey is going to be on with us. Yay. For tomorrow.
Yay.
And that'll be the last day of 2014. And then on Thursday, we're going to have, we're actually going to have Annabelle and Brenda back on first hour. And then Peg.
Awesome with that. They are so awesome with that board she does and the card she that Brenda does.
I know, the rocks. I call them the rock
and roll.
The rock and roll
ones. Yeah, they are awesome. Yeah.
Exactly. And then I think Bonnie said something to the effect of that they were going to be coming back from vacation early. I think they're having one of those Berenstain Bear moments of, you know, too much holiday. So she said they were going to be coming back early. So it sounds like we are going to be having a Friday early morning coffee with Bonnie, except that's going to be the second. It's like, you know, January 1st is going to be Annabelle and Brenda and Peg. So welcoming in the new year with them. And then Friday the 2nd, Bonnie decided to call the early morning segments Wake Up World with Bonnie. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Well, that's
a
diva, right? It's a good thing if you can get me to wake up that early in the morning, because it's 9 o'clock her time, and it's like 7 o'clock my time. I'm going, yeah. It really is coffee hour for me. Oh, goodness. Well, we are supposed to have Mr. Phil Renton on here with us today, and I'm not sure what his number is. So I'm not seeing a Skype call coming in. It's like, so I don't know. I think we're just going to go ahead and start through the line here and see who we've got on with us today. And it's like, hopefully, let's see. Well, wait a minute. Phil sent me a message. Let's see. Okay, and it says. he says, what time is that? I asked Bonnie, shouldn't get back to me. Uh-oh. He's not going to make it. He's got car trouble. Okay, I just need to tell him we are on now. We are live now, Phil. Oh, no. Sounds like he's not doing well. Okay. Let's see. Let me give him the call-in number just in case he can make it. Let's see, 347-838-8864. Okay, to call in. Let's see if he can. I don't know. Okay, well, we'll see what. He did say he's having car trouble. He may not be able to make it. So, wherever he's at, he's traveling, and obviously the car is not behaving itself. So I don't know whether he's in a space and place where he's out of service or what's going on, but. Okay, Candy, guess what? I know you totally weren't prepared for this. I'm not sure I was either, but you know. If nothing else, we're good at punting. Oh, no, I think I lost Candy, too. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, this is really going to be an interesting day, guys. Alrighty. Well, yeah, and this being the case, okay, guys, what is Phil's number? Okay, never mind, he's got car trouble. Okay, let's see. Dippy dippy doo, hang in with here, guys, just for a minute. And I'm trying to think and type at the same time. This is very. This is an interesting day, guys. Just bear with us here. It's like, end of the evening, end of the evening stuff, end of the day stuff, end of the month stuff, end of the year stuff. Okay, here we are. Okay, now I can think and talk. I just can't think and talk and type at the same time because I start saying what it is I'm typing. So, alrighty. And apparently my screen is not updating. It's like I'm not sure because I don't see anybody in chat except myself, so I'm sure that's probably not accurate either. So between Blog Talk and what we're doing here, it's like, yeah, this is going to be one of those amazing and interesting days. So I am going to step over here really quick and grab my own cards here, guys. So I'm going to hope that Candy will call back in. I had kind of put her on the spot and said, hey, there she is. Ha-ha, she called back in. All right, we lost you. What happened? Uh-oh, Candy? Now I have no sound. Oh, no.
Hi. Hello?
We got you back. Oh, my goodness. Can you hear me now?
My wireless headset is losing its charge. So that.
Oh, wow.
Technical difficulties, Mommy. Technical difficulties.
It's just going to be one of those days. It's like I wasn't able to type and talk at the same time. So, yeah, Phil, in case you didn't catch all that, Candy, apparently Phil said he has car trouble. So wherever he's traveling to and from, he apparently doesn't have cell service. So we can't even call in while he's on the road. So this is going to be you and me and me and you and a dog named Boo, except the dog's name is Dottie. So, you know. Oh, goodness. All righty. Well, golly, let me plug my thing in before it goes dead on us too here. So I had that plug. Okay, there we go. I'm plugged in once again. All right. Well, anything else we have for topic talk today? Shall we talk about the weirdness of, are there solar flares going on? What's going on? No, I don't know. Uh-oh. Candy? Hello? Oh, no. Okay, we lost her again. Okay, yeah, this is really going to be entertaining today here, guys. Okay, so what we're going to say here is, folks, if you are in the queue, I am going to try really hard to, okay, there you go. Candy is Skyping me here. And, okay, the headset needs charge. Okay, we just keep losing you, Candy. I don't know. Oh, my goodness. All right. Okay, guys, well, here we go. So we are going to punt and do cards today until Candy gets back on here with us, and then she will do spirit messages. So we're going to try something just a little bit different today. Is when I take you first of all here, it's like you'll get two shots of this here, because when Candy gets back on, I will have her do spirit messages and angel messages also here. So what initially I will do is I'll pull some cards. Okay, she said my headset's wireless, is losing its charge, it's drained of energy, it was full when I first called. Okay, wow. Interesting stuff. I wonder what CMEs are hitting the planet right now. Okay, I'll tell her call back in if she can. Can you call in on the phone? Can you call in on the phone? Okay, well, anyway. On the phone. Okay. Sorry, guys. Like I said, I cannot type and talk and think independently at the same time. It's like I can chew gum and walk, but I cannot type and talk something different. So what we're going to do here is I will take our callers, and I'll get your month. I'll get your day. We'll take a look at what your birth card is and what planetary time frame you're in right now, and see kind of what's going on in your life at the moment. And then when I'm done with the card reading, go ahead and push the number, after I mute you, because I'll unmute you, we'll be on, and then I'll mute you. And then if you push the number one, what it'll do is it doesn't take you out of the queue, you'll still be able to hear, but it drops you to the bottom. And then if you have a question for Candy, push one again, and it'll put you back in the queue. So I'll know that you have a question for Candy also. So we'll try the what I call the Baskin-Robbins double dip today, and let's see how this works. And she's back. Okay.
Yeah.
She's back again.
Technical difficulties. I don't know what's going on. I have a wireless headset. It was completely charged, and it was just drained all of a sudden. And it keeps losing its charge.
Wow.
Spirit.
That's why I say
energy.
Go on. Oh, man. That's like, well said. I don't know if you heard that. I said, here was our experiment. It's like, we're going to have to, since you're back with us, if I lose you, we'll go ahead and do what my original thought was there. It's like, we'll take our callers, and then if we lose you somewhere along the line, I'll go ahead and do, a card reading with them. And then if they want to talk to you, what they'll do is they push the number one, and what it does is it drops them to the bottom of the queue. And if they have a question for you, they push one again. And it's like, it'll put them back in. So it's like, if we lose you somewhere in there, it's like, they'll still be able to talk to both of us. So let's get started before we run out of time here. It's like, no, we got plenty of time, guys. Okay, area code 313. Thank you for hanging in with
us.
Hi,
how are you?
This is just going to be one of those. It's been an entertaining day already.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning. Who are we talking with?
Good morning, Sherelle. Can I just have Miss Candy read for me so I won't be too long for both of you?
Sure.
To make it easy.
You better.
Sure. I'll just take up
a
lot of time until people go.
Say, you know what? I will still ask while she's doing her stuff. It's like I will still ask for your month and the day, so I can at least pick up your birth card.
Okay,
we'll just do a little bit of both.
Okay, that's fine. 11/30/93.
Ooh, 11/30. You just had yours. Nice. Okay,
she
done
her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your first. First 52 days there. Awesome. Okay, Candy. Well,
oh, she has some powerful numbers in her birth date there, Kelly, too.
Oh, I'm not nothing about that stuff.
Well, let's have a look.
11,
see what it is.
An 11 itself is an angel number.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a high angel number. It's one of the, major ones. Yeah. Usually you hear people say 11, 11. You know,
or
for like retirement,
or 111 or something like that. That's like one of the major angel card or angel numbers there too. So is there any specific question for you today?
Yes. I was wondering, what do you pick up Sam around me? How does he feel about me?
A sound? Is that what I heard?
No, Sam. S-A-M.
Sam. Because
yes.
I'm also hearing a sound around you, like a little bell. Like,
oh yeah, that's the what do you call it? The little fire thing. What do you call it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it
yeah,
beeps all
this,
day
this,
every day.
This is, okay.
Sorry about that.
No. I'm actually hearing a bell around you. Not that one. I heard that, but this is also like a little bell behind you, like an angel bell going ding.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the beeping noise in the background.
No. I'm talking about this other little thing that I'm hearing too.
Oh, okay.
So that's also a good thing because that means that you have a lot of angels around you taking care of you and watching you out during the day. And Sam?
Yes. How does he feel about me?
I feel he's an extremely loving soul. It feels like he's kind of shy sometimes. He can't say what his feelings are, that he keeps like some stuff to himself, but he's a very caring person. I'm getting to number 3. Have you known each other 3 years or 3 months or something like that?
No. It would be 2 years in July of this next year. We'd be
okay, well, the 3's coming up, so the 3's coming up there.
What 3 mean? 3. I don't know. 3. What I hear from 3 days? 3 months?
3 days.
Oh, wow.
There's a 3 days. Sometimes it's hard. I gave the number, but sometimes it's hard to tell, like, if it's days, months, years. Because, you know, in spirit time and our time, it's totally different. Like, in spirit time, 3 days can go, like, in a second. Okay, you know? But here, 3 days is, like, 3 days. So.
Yeah, because we don't
It seems like he's kind of busy right now because of the holidays, and there's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like he might even have some problems with his job. Do you know anything about that? Or
no.
Somebody that's bugging him at his job or something like that, or they had to get something out. It's like a rush thing, I'm feeling, like rush, and he's kind of like, whew, is it over yet, or is it, you know, something like that? I'm feeling that. And I'm getting a popcorn ball with you today.
Popcorn ball. What does that mean to you?
To me, it means like a popcorn ball. Like either you like a popcorn ball, or you know somebody that likes popcorn balls that is on the other side, on the spirit side. But they're showing me a popcorn ball.
I'm not sure what that is yet. It might come to me.
It might come to you later on, so keep that in mind. And
So how does he feel about me at the current moment? Like, do he have any type of feelings or?
Yeah, he has feelings for you, but right now he feels rushed and like kind of like not himself because of what's going on with his work. So I just want to, like, give him a little leeway there because of that. Sometimes at this time of year, at jobs, it's really tough.
I do.
Yeah.
Because he works at Chrysler, so that,
Chrysler is. Oh, yeah, you know, like, this time of the year for Chrysler is, like, let's push these cars out, you know, it's the end of the year. Let's go, you know. Yeah, okay, that's why I'm getting that rush, you know, get it out there. Okay.
And I haven't heard from him in like a month now. Like I constantly I text him just to see how he's doing. He don't ever respond back. He ignores me. And then it's like he don't call me. He don't text me at all. He don't even see, well, hi, Cheryl, I'm just calling to see how your day going. Nothing. It's just, he's just stubborn and I don't know.
When you were saying that, what the spirits was telling me is men will be men.
You're right.
That's what spirit said. Men will be men. Okay, Kelly, you got anything?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, indeedy. I've got quite a bit here. It's like, OMG.
Okay, Miss Kelly. Go ahead, Miss Kelly. Kelly.
Now, first of all, I was going to make sure it's like you said 93, right? So you're currently 21. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Sounds good. You are three of hearts and a five of clubs. Okay. I'm going to go through real quick, and you can pick these up in archives on, I don't know if you get Facebook, but there's Bonnie Mosenter Albers on Facebook. These are always
posted,
you know, as an archive.
Yeah.
Right, archive links. Right, exactly. Okay, so first of all, just a real quick through your year, where the dates are. Okay, so you've got the Mercury time frame that started November 30th. That's just your birthday, because this is it goes from your personal year. It's like your personal year to the next personal year. It doesn't go by the calendar, you know, like by 2014 or 2015. This goes by what your birthday is. So it's from birthday to birthday. Okay.
Okay.
Your Venus time starts January 22nd. The Mars time starts March 15th. The Jupiter time, your expansive and blessings time, start May 6th. Saturn starts June 27th. Uranus time starts August 18th. And the Neptune time begins October 9th. In the Mercury this year, which is where you're at, well, see, and I want to address the long-range one, because as a long-range card this year, you got the Four of Hearts. So, you're wanting stability in a relationship. It's sometimes called the lesser marriage card, okay? It's like there's actually two. The way I use the poker deck is like there's actually two marriage cards. The Queen of Hearts is one of them. The Four of Hearts is the other one, because it represents that stability in relationship. So you've got that Four of Hearts as your long range. That's really on your mind, having that stability in relationship this year. Now, what's interesting, too, is there's four other cards that talk about your year. The Pluto card is the challenge card. The result card is, the answer to the challenge. So as your Pluto card, your challenge this year is the Ace of Clubs, which is a new way of communicating with people, finding new things. It's also scholarship. The clubs are very much about, learning new things, whether you're like going to school with doing something or whether you're sharing something with other people and teaching something. It's all about that communication. It's all about, in a focused, learning situation or just, communication in general. But this talks about learning new ways of communicating. Now the result, so that's your challenge. That's your challenge this year. It's like, kind of going, okay, I got it. Something I got to work on here. The result card, though, for this is the Queen of Hearts. You've got the other marriage card. So it's like somehow or other, you're really, focused on either that, relationship. But the Queens are also that self-mastery, and it's self-mastering your own emotions, self-mastering your relationships. And it's like, remember, I don't know if you remember Mr. Rogers. It's like, he had a show when I was growing up, which really dates me. But, he had this little song, these are the people in your neighborhood. So it's not just your love relationships. It's your mom, it's your dad, it's your siblings, it's your aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, everybody, and the grocer, the post office guy, everybody in your neighborhood. It's about relationships. But with the Queen, it's about the relationship you have with yourself. It's about understanding who you are and understanding, this is what, because when you're in a good space with yourself, that's when you draw in a really good person, because we talk about relationships as being the mirror of how we love ourselves. So this year, that's your answer with some of that is like, make sure you're in a good space where you love yourself, you respect yourself, and you go, I deserve somebody who's good, who loves me because I love myself this way. And that's the person that you draw and that you bring in. The environment card you've got is a five of clubs. Okay, so you've got some restless energy also going. And anytime there's the five show up, people can relocate, either geographically or sometimes you just, move your furniture around every week, in your room or, in your house, whatever. But we get blessings from that five. So there's some restless energy kind of like, stirring stuff up. And again, that's with scholarly studies, with communication. So it's like, you got some restless energy going there. Your displacement one, that's sometimes where we could be challenged. You've got a three of diamonds there. Threes give us a lot of creative energy. That's the high side of them. The low side of them is we can stress and worry about things. So this is a time and space and place where you want to carry around what I always think of it. They show me, always show me the little pocket protector guy. You know, I go, oh, okay, it's a pocket protector. It's like, and I know when they show that, it's like, carry around your little itty bitty spiral bound notebook, you know, with a pen or a pencil, write down your awesome ideas. Don't censor them. Just write down, hey, I got this idea for this. Wow, you know, light bulb, you know, here's the date. Because it, you may not see how to use it right away. It may be several months down the road. Sometimes it's several years down the road. But you go, you know what, I had this idea. And it's like, and here's this little book, you know. If you carry that around with you, you'll find several years worth of ideas. You look back to it and go, wow, look at that. It's like, I couldn't use it, you know, when I was 21, you know, but I got to be 25 here. And guess what, that'll work right now. So,
right.
You know, sometimes it takes a while. Which is okay. But what you have going on right now is in the Mercury time, you've got the Four Hearts again as this time period
right.
card. And you've also got that combined with a Six of Diamonds, which is one of the fate cards, the karma cards. So this is with values. It's like diamonds, you know, we get lessons through money. Sometimes it's balancing the scales, you know, if we owe debts or whatever, it's like, you know, those will get paid off. But diamonds in the deeper level is about our values. So somehow or other, values undergo, you know, a shift. And, of course, you know, you've heard all the stuff, you know, with The Secret and with, you know, all these things that, you know, come out. It's like anytime you want to change your outer world, you start by changing your inner world, which, again, that's what that Queen of Hearts speaks about. So when you change your inner values, the outer world has no option but to change along with it. It's like things will change and shift. So you've really got, you know, I'll say love on the mind, wanting that stability, and you've also got some karmic things and some things happening. The other things at six, because sixes do, you know, a variety of things. Sometimes, you know, things just kind of, you know, flow along steady. It's like, you know, like sailing on the ocean, you know, where it's just like smooth sailing. The other
yeah.
thing sixes do for us is they show us a path and they say, here's an opportunity to, you know, go on the next steps toward, here's the direction you need to go for your life. Because
right.
sometimes
the
they're the way shower for, right, exactly, exactly. So, you know, so you got two really powerful positive cards starting out this year, which is, like, awesome. You've got some other things, you know, what I kind of like to do is as these go by, you know, in the months and that kind of stuff, is I would like to have you call back in. You know, when your Venus period hits, it's like that's going to be, like, January 22nd. I'll give you a little, again, I don't know what day of the month that is. But come up for Venus, you've got the Four of Spades and the Jack of Diamonds. Fours, again, it's that solid work ethic. This is about, you know, your career. It's about job. It's about things
yes.
that are going to be, you know, coming up with that. And it's kind of a workaholic card. So it's like, you know, you have to be, have to watch yourself because, you know, the only downside of that four is you might work yourself so much that you don't get enough rest. You know, you might kind of go under the weather and get sick. So it's like, just be aware. It's like,
hey.
You know, you're going to work hard, and that's okay. That's okay, you know. But at the same time, make sure you're taking a little bit of time for yourself. The Jack, again,
okay.
that's one of the really, they're highly creative cards. Jack of Diamonds, anytime that shows up, there's always, you know, the Jacks are a multiplicity of things also. It's like, you know, again, highly creative, but, and spiritual. Jacks usually have something to say about our spirituality. The Diamonds, again, you know, finances, but also our values. And always with the Jacks is watch the purse strings, especially when it's this Jack of Diamonds. So just make sure that, you know, if you're someplace public, you know, don't leave your backpack or your purse unattended. Just kind of make sure that nobody's, you know, peeking over your shoulder, you know, if you're using a card, you know, that kind of stuff. It's like there's also that rip-off quality with Jacks. So just be careful that you don't get taken advantage of or don't do something careless that, you know, let somebody, you know, grab your ID, if you know what I mean. Okay?
Okay.
So anyway.
Okay.
So
that's
the first couple looks out the gate there at what might be coming up, and there's like I say, there's more stuff coming along there, but relationships are going to be interesting this year. You're going to have them, you know, like on your mind a lot, but you also have 1, 2, 3, 4. You have four nines. I'll just put it that way. You have four nines coming up this year. Nines are the ones that as one door closes, another door opens. So you're going to have some of those closures occurring this year. It's kind of like, you know, the high school graduation moment where, you know, you've reached the pinnacle. It's like, ta-da, you know, and everybody throws their hats in the air, the motorboards, you know. And it's like, but the door to high school closes and the new door opens. You're going to have some
Ooh.
Of those where it's like, you know, and some people, oh, yeah, yes, it can be, exactly. So be ready to let go of things that may not be serving you right now. Because otherwise, if you try to hang on to things that are really not for your best and highest, it might feel like a disappointment. So they can either, you know, nines can be disappointments or they can be new open doors. So, you know, it's all in how you take them. So just be prepared. It's like, you know, because sometimes it looks like, it's like, well, I wasn't ready for that to end. It's like, you know, and it's like Linus, the little, you know, the little Peanuts guy character, mm-hmm. you know, with his little security blanket. It's like, if you hang on to it like a security blanket, it's going to feel like something's being taken away. But if you open your hand and release it and go, you know what, I'm going to let that go, and I'm going to trust that as that door is closing, another door is going to open, and it'll happen that way. So,
okay.
FYI.
Thank
righty.
You.
You betcha. Candy, did you want to add anything else?
No, I didn't pick up anything else for today while you were talking. So,
thank you, ladies.
Okay.
I appreciate you.
You
betcha.
She
was spot on. Both
of
y'all were spot on. You're welcome. You have a happy new year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Yes, you too.
Okay.
Happy New Year. And
you
we'll
too.
Definitely
Bye-bye.
Talk to you next year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
New
Year.
No. All righty. Take care. Thank you
okay.
so much. All righty. And that breath and that clear and that okay. I'm not going to say a little drink of water because actually I had my coffee and had some chocolate stuff this morning, protein stuff. Okay, 843, you are on with us this morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Bonnie. I've called your show so many times and haven't been able to get through.
Oh, we're so glad we got you today. See, there you got it before the end of the year. This is good. Yay.
Excellent.
Who are we visiting this morning?
My name is Sunithia.
Wow, cool name this morning.
Really? Yes, I'm calling from Maryland.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, cool. All righty.
And I know that you said you specialize in love and relationships and everything, but I have a question about my career and my job. Is that okay?
Yes, actually, I was going to say that's Bonnie. That's Bonnie's specialty.
That's
like the rest of us just do kind of everything else. But I do it with the card. So it's like I do ask for your month and day of birth so I can look up and see what your birth card is. And Candy talks to the angel. So it's like between the two of us, we'll get you something here.
All right. Well, my birthday is June 5th.
June 5th?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Wow.
Gemini.
And then how old are you? Yeah, that's what I said. I got a Gemini sign. It's like, that's a good sign. Every time I go with this. Let's see. And what is your current age?
I'm 36.
36. Okay, sounds good. I will be looking stuff up here, and I will let Candy talk.
Okay, the first thing I felt is when you first came on, you took a deep breath, and it's like it's at the end of the year, and you're trying to take everything in that's happened this year and let it out to start anew for the new year.
Mm-hmm.
I also feel that your career is not where you want it to be and that you would like to look for something different, maybe a different job or in a different aspect of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're doing right now isn't satisfying you. I feel like when we hit February, things are going to really start to change for you and you're going to start to get that excitement back into your voice and your body. Because right now I feel it's just like blah. It's just like there. That, you know, going from day to day to day to day. And
this agency that I work for, they cut my hours. And I'm just afraid that this is going to be, I waited literally a whole year to get this job. I moved from one state to this one to get this job. And it's like, after all this time, they're doing me wrong.
It's just like, but like I said, once we start hitting February, things are going to start to change. And I feel by maybe the end of March, April, that you're going to be into something that you really like and that you're going to thrive. There might be even a small move or a small commute, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not too big of a commute, maybe 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
and but it's going to be worth it because you're going to be really happy there. Oh boy, there may be just some. They're showing me like you having to do like a study, maybe some workshops for the job, because it's a little bit different, diverse than what you're doing right now.
Oh, that's fine. But, I love training.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, but I was just going to say that you love training and love learning, and you're really going to thrive here at this place because the people are nice. I don't see it as a big company. It's more a medium company, size company. But it's like everybody's friendly there. I don't see any, you know, a lot of that office stuff that goes on, I don't see that there.
Because
everybody gets along. Now they're showing me this tropical Hawaiian flower. Does this mean anything to you? It's like a fresh breath air. Like I'm seeing like this flower and what are those umbrellas called that you put in the sand? I'm seeing one of those too.
Oh, wow.
It's like a beach umbrella. It's like a renew, something exciting that you're going to like.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm definitely open to it. You know, I ask Spirit every day to just guide me and to, you know, put me on the right path that will open my mind and body and spirit up to, you know, newer and better opportunities. So definitely open to it.
Yeah. And Kelly?
Yeah, I've got a bunch here for her. Oh, my goodness. Kind of looking to see where you're at in your year. You just finished with the Jupiter time period of your year, and it's like ironically you had hearts in the first section of it. You had like 9 of hearts, 8 of hearts, 3 of hearts in the Mercury, Venus, Mars time. But you've also had this really steady thing. You've also had a 7 of spades, Jack of spades, Ace of spades, which is a transformation card in Mercury, Venus, and Mars also. Really some transformation in that Mercury time, because that's the Ace of spades is the card of the Magi. It's the like the Phoenix rising. It's like, you know, a whole different transition. You went into Jupiter, which is like, say, what you just came out of, with the 10 of spades and the Queen of spades. Very, you know, and the spades in this one, you know, very much the work ethic. It's like, you know, about your work, about your job, about your career, about your health. You know, health of other people, that kind of stuff. Today is the first day you started your Saturn time frame. It started literally on 12:30. It's like today. So you're starting Saturn for the next 52 days, and you've got the King of Diamonds and the 9 of Clubs there. King of Diamonds is a businessman's card. Under Saturn, things can be kind of, it's known as a really heavy influence, you know, really like, kind of like if you think of, you know, your dad when you're in high school, you know, putting the thumb screws to you and going, you know, you're grounded for blah, 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 you know, whatever. But it's just kind of really that taskmaster. You know, you need to dot your I's, cross your T's, you know, watch your P's and Q's, all that good stuff. But the fact that the businessman's card is there, it's a great time to be kind of looking at, you know, maybe possibly being in business for yourself. You know, just, it's, you know, giving you a really good head for business. You've also got underlying that is that 9 of clubs. And so there's going to be some kind of closure somewhere. It's like closure with communications, closure with, you know, teaching something or, you know, something that you were, you know, maybe been doing or, you know, whatever. But anyway, that, you know, there's a door going to close. But right after that, in the Uranian time frame, another door is going to open, a big one, because it comes into a 4 of clubs. So it's like, you know, very stable. It's going to be unexpected, though. Uranus is time frame of, you know, unexpected meal, like the lightning bolt. And that's going to start, I snickered when I heard Candy say February, because your Uranian time starts February 21st. I was like, all righty. So this 4 of clubs is going to kick in there, and that's, you know, again, it's going to be stability with your communication, stability with learning knowledge, you know, or possibly teaching. But underlying this, you've got the King of Spades, which is that's the guy that shows up. It's like when you're ready, you know, it's like if you're thinking about, you know, like say your own business or whatever, and you can step up to that, it's like taking Atlas, you know, the Atlas, the guy that has, you know, the globe on his shoulders, you know, the world on his shoulders. It's mm-hmm. that kind of responsibility. But if you step up to that and you become literally, you know, the captain of your own ship, or, you know, doing whatever it is, entrepreneurial type of stuff, you can have a lot of success with that. It's unexpected. It's going to be unusual. And whatever, you know, whatever you decide to do, you know, with that, it's like, but there's this possibility out there if you want to take advantage of that. The Neptune time, you've got, it goes back to a seven of hearts, which is, you know, like, have a little faith, the love will come to you. I'm like going, okay, that's kind of interesting, you know, to end your year up with. But the long range, you've had this four of diamonds sitting there all year with, you know, so you've really kind of had this, you know, stability of finances kind of on your mind. The one word that kind of caught was, you know, you said something about fear, and I was like going, ah, let's scrub that one from your vocabulary, because you do not want to do anything out of fear. Because mm-hmm. anytime you do that, fear is a constricting thing, so it's like, let mm-hmm. that go. And it's kind of like, let my people go, you know, it's like, right. open your hand and go, you know what? I'm not going to operate this out of fear. I'm going to operate this out of, you know, forgive me, I love it, faith, trust, and pixie dust. And it's like, this is going to be some fun. So it's like, I'm going to open this. I'm going to let go of anything that's fearful. And I'm going to trust that whatever's coming in, you know, like you said, guide my steps. It's like, this is going to be, you know, I love the angels in the outfield. Something good's going to happen, okay? Miraculous things happen every day. Something good's going to happen. And it is. It's like there's, you know, a lot of blessings still, you know, still out there. So, you know, that's kind of what I see with, you know, with the rest of the year. It's like, you know, Saturn's a little bit heavier energy, you know, a little bit of things. And like I say, you know, some kind of door closing. But it's like with that business card, with that King of Diamonds, and then with the King of Spades going into the Uranian time, you've got two really powerful kings back to back. So it's like, you know, if you, like I said, if you ever had this thought of, you know, I might want to do something, you know, with this in this area or something like that. It's like, you know, or be in business for myself. It's like fantastic time to go for it. It's going to be a lot of work under the Saturn time, but the Uranian time will kind of lighten up and go, and I'm going to have some fun with it. So that's what I got for you today.
Wow, thank you. That makes a lot of sense, because the past couple of weeks I have been thinking about going into business for myself. So I've even
Great.
Discussed it with a friend. So that makes a lot of sense. Wow, that really makes me feel good. Thank you.
Cool. All righty. Phantasmo. Call us back next year and let us know. 2 days now.
Oh, I will. I was wondering one thing. If you think you could see, like, maybe the connection between me and this guy named Derek?
Derek?
Derek.
Derek. I'm going to say that would be your seven of hearts. That would be, you know, have a little faith there. It's like, not sure what's going on with him. It's like, usually, for me to get anything from people, it's like I kind of, you know, need to know, gee, what's their birthday, what's their card, you know, how does that look? But, Candy, you picking up intuitively anything today?
Derek is just like a blank. I'm sorry, I'm not getting anything from Derek.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really sorry.
So like, yep.
At the moment, so I'm sorry about that.
Different days, different times, different shot. It's like his energy is elsewhere doing something else, and it's like going, nope,
yeah.
I'm not going to show up to comment on this day. He's like, okay.
No problem.
He's off
in the east somewhere doing something. Yes.
Exactly.
I can't pick him up. I'm going, hello, are you there? And they're saying,
it's like the busy
nope,
signal on the
phone.
Nope,
busy, not here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, ladies, for a great read.
You have a happy new year.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. Have a good one. Ah, clicking along, doo-doo-doo, walking along, singing a song, smile, smile, smile. Alrighty, area code 260. You are on with us.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, how are
really
you?
Really good. Who are we messing with today?
Thank you. I'm Trina.
Trina, alrighty.
Yeah.
Golly, we're getting really
thank
cool
you.
Names today. I like this.
Thank you.
Okay, well, as you've been listening along here, you know what I want is your month and your day and how old you are this year, and then so I can go, because mine is mathematically based stuff, so it's like, yeah.
Okay, I'm 50 years old, and I was born on February 29th.
February 29th. Oh, wow. Yeah. All righty. And did you
say
5 years?
I'm a leap year baby.
Did you say you're 50 years old?
Yes, I'm 50 years old.
Wow.
Wow.
You sound really young. I would have pegged you for 20-something.
Well,
okay. Whatever you're doing, is good in your life.
Well, thank you.
We might want to talk to you
that.
About your secrets of youth here. Okay, let's see here. Let's see what the 29th is. And it actually has February 29th here. Yes, it does. You are a 9 of clubs with a 2 of diamonds. So while I'm looking that up, I will turn you over to Candy. That
is there a
cool
specific
day.
Question?
I
do
have a
question,
if I may.
Okay. Okay.
I was this guy that he keeps telling me that he's going to come and see me, but I got a gut feeling that he's full of crap.
I hate to be blunt, but I got no.
Yeah, I know. He's
and
full of crap.
I mean, just like right off the bat, no. And I'm being told
catfish.
It's for the bat.
Do we hear the name catfish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we were talking about that the other day.
Right.
Yeah, it's just like a no go that even if you would meet him, it wouldn't even nothing would click. Really, you're just like totally opposite. There's nothing to, with the yin and yang there or anything. It's just like, the word they gave me was a waste of time. I'm sorry.
Right. See, that's what I was thinking, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
So,
but
I
did
get some other
things. Okay.
When is my love? When is it going to be my time for me to fall in love for real? For the third time is a charm type of deal thing.
Well, what I'm being told is if you want it, it will come in around June.
Okay.
But you have to put it out there more positively.
Okay.
What I am picking up around you, as soon as you started talking, I saw a lot of blue around you, which is good. And I also see Archangel Michael around you, protecting you. I also picked up you're very spiritual. Do you have abilities? I'm being told you have your own abilities.
Yes, I do.
And your gut feeling, they said with your gut feeling and your intuition with this guy was dead on, you didn't even really have to ask the question. You already knew the answer.
But you know what it is, Candy? I mean, you know, think about this. We all do this. It's like, you know, we're with our own stuff. It's like, you know, we can't see the forest for the trees.
Stuff.
So it's like, thank you for honoring us by calling in and asking our opinion. It's like, that's, we appreciate
that. You know, that's good. You know, I'm going to go back to your spiritual, and I can't even talk. I think I'm just thrilled about what I see with you. Are you a spiritual medium?
I'm sorry, what?
You are a spiritual medium.
Legend?
Yeah, I feel that around you. And
I've been told.
I also feel that if you embrace this, that there's also a book behind you.
A book? I would write a book.
A book.
Wow.
That you have a book.
You have
in
a
you.
Book in you.
But you have to trust. You have to build on it, and
500 words
trust
a day.
It. 500, yeah,
sit down and write 500 words a day.
Sit down and start writing, or even like your computer. You know, there's if you kind of like don't want to use a pen. There's like a word. What the heck is this word? Office Word that I have that I write my stuff up with. It's called Open Office Program, and
Okay.
I just sit down there and I start writing down whatever I got and come up with something. I see you doing that. Yeah. And Kelly, what do you see?
A lot of change and transition. This is really, really interesting because it's been because you know you're right now where you're at. You're in the last two. You know, I'll say two time frames. You're in the middle pretty much of the Uranian time frame for this year. Of course, it starts, you know, with Mercury. That started November 15th. And then your Neptune time is going to start January 7th. So it's like you're almost through with the Uranian time. And this year it's Jack of Diamonds with a Six of Hearts. And it's like, and I saw why you were asking, you know, the karmic love stuff, because it's like, yeah, there might be some, you know, karmic love interest or something like that, but it's more like a balancing. Again, it's, you know, a balancing of the scales with relationships. There's also, you know, anytime that Jack, if you heard what I had to say about the Jacks before, it's like Jacks do a multiplicity of things. You know, it's spiritual studies. When it's the Jack of Diamonds, like this one is, it's with, you know, finances, it's with values, and it's also watch your pocketbook. You know, again, I'm just going to say that, you know, be careful of where you leave your purse or where you set your backpack down or, and they're wanting me to tell you about that one with the cars. It's like if you have one of those key things or whatever, you know, where it says beep, 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 you know, it unlocks your car. Just be aware that if you're in a, you know, like a big shopping center or something like that, they've got this thing now, and it's just an awareness thing. This is not to inspire fear, but it's just like, be aware. It's better sometimes to use your key to lock it, because some of these guys have gotten high-tech enough that they can steal your beep-beep code or whatever. And it's like when you go beep-beep and lock your car, they go beep-beep and unlock it. You know, when you go in the store and they just go through your stuff and, you know, take whatever you left in the car and then they split, and it's like it's not breaking and entering because they just stole your code. So use your key to lock your car. That's all I'm going to say with that one. Okay. Aside from that one, coming into the Uranian time period, you've got, let's just say Neptune, and it's unusual that, you know, usually Neptune only has one card in it. You've got two. You've got this Nine of Diamonds, and you've got the Jack of Spades. Again, that's a really spiritual one. but again, it's the card of the spiritual initiate. It's the card of the thief. It's the card of the actor. Multiplicity with that. But where you've got a Nine of Diamonds, be careful of loss, you know, with hopes and dreams and stuff. And I'm going to say, I'm going to add a little bit to what, you know, what Candy had to say about the guy is, like, he may have been trying to, get with you for your pocketbook, okay? So I'm just going to say, be very cautious of gentlemen that you're going to meet in the Neptune time frame. And that's, I mean, thank God it's not going to be for long. It's going to be like, you know, January 7th until your next birthday, which is, you know, going to be at the end of February. So just for that, like, you know, that 52 days, just really anybody that comes into your life at that point in time, really take a good hard look at them. Is, you know, are they romancing the stone, so to speak, okay? Are they sweet-talking and trying to get into your pocketbook, okay? So just be aware of that so you don't get blindsided by it. As a long-range card this year, you've had the Ten of Spades, which is really, you know, like support. It's also with let me turn that down there. It's support with, you know, like usually tens are like, you know, 10 people is like, whether it's your family, friends, you know, some kind of a group, supportive with your, with work, with keeping office, you know, work, office, job, career, but also with your health. It's like, so, you know, there's just, you know, tens give us a lot of blessings. What I'm really kind of looking at right now, because you're so late into what's going on this year, I kind of took a little look forward at what you're coming into next year. Next year, you've got a Six of Hearts for your long range, which is, you know, you really look at relationships next year. There may be some very karmic and fated things happen next year, you know, simply because of that six. It's like all the sixes of the cards of, you know, karma, fate, balancing the scales, all that kind of stuff. But somehow or other, you know, you're really going to have love and relationship on your mind next year. You've also got... Oh, man, just you've got that, you know, and sixes are, and you've got that twice. You've got that in the Jupiter time frame, and you've got it in the long range. I really hope you'll call back as you know, as we go through the year, especially when you you know, when your birthday comes around. We'll do, like, you know, kind of the full year reading for, you know, for what's coming up next year, because you've got some really cool stuff coming up next year. You know, you got a couple, not very many speed bumps, really. It's like, you know, you don't have a lot of the, what I call the odd number cards. You've really got a lot of things that are going to smooth out. It's like next year looks like it's going to be a whole lot better than what this year was. This year it looked like you had quite a few things that were going on. And it was just kind of like, man, it's like, you know, one more pothole for my tire to hit in the road of life this year was kind of how this, you know, this kind of felt like this year. But I'm going to say next year you're not going to have nearly so many potholes in your road of life. But, you know, get through the end of this one. You know, it's like what I tell people is, you know, if you're at the end of your rope, tie a knot, tie it around your tire swing, swing on it, and have some fun, and go la 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 la. And it's like, I'm gonna be on my tire swing until the end of the year, and na 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 na. Okay, but make it fun.
Okay.
Oh, hope that makes sense. And golly,
yes,
you know, that's the snapshot view for the day. So, and you know how it goes. Sometimes, you know, we get different things different days. So it's like, you know, call us back again. Visit with us.
Definitely.
The one thing that I did pick up on her while you were talking, Kelly, I'm seeing butterflies all around her. Do you see a lot of butterflies?
Cool.
Yes, I have. I see like ladybugs and stuff like that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're seeing a lot. It's a lot of loved ones talking to you, in spirit coming to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the most special things is when you see like those butterflies and ladybugs or whatever they show you. So.
Right. My cousin just recently passed away on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Thank you. And it was really hard on us because it was sudden and we weren't expecting it.
I think this is why they were bringing up the butterflies, because I think since Christmas you've seen a lot of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I'm, you know that they're okay.
Right.
Which, yeah, I see you already knew that.
Right. I know she's okay. It's just, it's hard, you know.
Yes, it is.
Because, like, you know, it was sudden and we weren't expecting it, and it was just one of those things. But I know that she's okay, and she's looking over us and looking out for us, and I know that everything is all right.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Well, you have a blessed new year, and let us know.
You too. You too.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, ladies, and y'all have a word.
Yeah,
and
thank you for calling.
Year.
Like I say, it's
well,
really an honor to have somebody who has intuitive abilities of their own to call in and visit with us. That's good. We really appreciate that. So, you know, thank you very much.
Yeah, we do.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
All righty.
Well, you too.
Bye-bye.
All righty. That is awesome. It's like February 29th is a birthday. That was it. My dad always wanted to be born February 29th. That was cool.
Well, you know, I have quite a bit of my family born in February. My mother is February 18th. My sister is February 25th. My great-great niece is February 24th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! I was gonna say, it's like, well, there's three of us now. It's like, yeah, one of my grandsons is also February 25th. That's a king of clubs. I know what that one is.
and then the other
little guy is the 11th.
My friend Mary is also in February. My friend Mary is like February 17th too, around there. So
wow.
Yeah, I got friends.
My grandpa
family.
Was 19.
Yeah. Oh wow.
That's cool. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
it's a very good month. Amethyst. The month of the rock is amethyst. That's cool.
And my, you know,
well,
and
okay,
kids,
you know what? We got two more callers. We got two more callers. It's like, yeah, I know. We might get off here earlier today. I don't know. Anyway, thank you guys for hanging in there. We're going to take caller number 559. 559, you are on with us.
Oh, hi, ladies. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Really good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. My question, like typical every other woman, it's about love life. I'm 32, and I'm ready for commitment, for a relationship, for stability, for children, and the whole nine yards. And I'm hoping to...
Okay. I need your name, please.
My name's Evelyn.
Evelyn?
All right.
Yes.
Oh. And she needs your birth date, please.
8/17. August 17th.
8/17. Ooh. Alrighty. Leo. Alrighty. And guess what? Bonnie jumped on with us. So it's like she's going to get a triple dip this morning.
Good morning. Oh, my God.
Well, thank you, guys. Hi, Evelyn. I know they're going to answer for you. But I have to tell you, when I got that message, I want to thank you, Candy, for stepping in. I was at the beach. I don't know if anybody can hear this. I'm crossing the street, and I'm at this most beautiful beach you've ever seen. And I want to thank you guys for taking the show and keeping it running. I know everybody appreciates it, but
run on the beach. Get one for us. Oh, yeah.
Buddy. Is there anybody's birthday that I could sing to?
That
not
was
yesterday.
But we got you missed
yesterday?
Out on singing for Sue yesterday.
Yeah. Thank you, Candy. I love you. And thank God. I know the angels brought you to the show because I'm sure Kelly was wondering what was going to happen. So.
And you know what was really funny? Her headset was going dead, and it's like it kicked her off like about two or three times. She goes, "My headset's just going dead. It was fully charged. It's dead. It's dead." It's like going, "Oh, please, God, charge it."
Because
apparently Phil's car died.
Well, you know, Candy's phone and Phil's car. That's why we got to learn how to do what I told you we needed to do, but we didn't learn, guys. It's called walking into technology. So I am so happy, happy, happy. I want to thank you, everyone, for, you know, I know, Candy, I don't know how much I could thank you. And you know, Kelly, what I think, I thank you, too, because without you guys, nobody was able to call. And, you know, I appreciate you giving me this time, you know, off, because I, you know, believe that there is a reason for it with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't help it. I thought that you needed me, or you thought you needed me, but I kind of knew you didn't. But I
But, you know, as long as you're here, it's like you can give Evelyn a message this morning, too. She's going to get like this. She gets the triple dip. That's her Baskin-Robbins reward for hanging out and waiting to be last.
Oh, I'm so happy, Evelyn. I am so glad that I could be on this call because, you know, love, romance, relationship are my thing. But wait a minute. I do not want to stop the angel. So I am just got to the beach, and I'm going to walk to the water. I want to hear what you got to say, Candy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Evelyn, your question was about your love life, right, coming up in 2015. Okay, the first thing I picked up, Evelyn, is that you're actually an old soul in a new body, and that this coming year is going to be really exciting in your love life. I'm seeing a... he's kind of tall. He's probably like 5'9" to 6'. He's kind of like sandy haired. And I'm getting green eyes.
My husband. Hey, I think you're my husband. And you're not allowed to give him away, Candy. No, I'm kidding.
No, it's not Arthur.
I'm kidding, Evelyn.
And I actually see this happening around springtime because I keep hearing this little spring jingle, summer's in the air, spring's in the air or something like that, and I keep seeing the Easter Bunny. So I'm pretty sure this is going to come in around springtime, and even with everything else in your life, and the aspects in spring are going to just be out there, and it's going to be an extremely happy time with you. Anything that you would like to happen in the springtime, put it out there because this will be your time this coming year. I'm also seeing a squirrel around you, so I'm pretty sure this must. Do you see a lot of squirrels? I just see squirrel, squirrel, squirrel.
Well, Candy, I'll answer that for you. I have squirrels all over the place. I'm telling you, you're picking up me, girlfriend.
Oh, no. Not again.
Bonnie was being chased by squirrels.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I was being, yes. But, no, I mean, everybody sees squirrels, so I won't take this. But I will tell you, between the sandy-haired guy and the squirrels, I don't know, Candy.
Maybe you, Bonnie. But I'm pretty sure this is coming in for Evelyn. Okay, Kelly, do you have anything else for her?
Yeah, I do. I find it, first of all, I find it really interesting. Evelyn is a double Nine of Clubs. It's like, you know, how often I say that, you know, there's this relationship, you know, with energy stuff, it's like I found it really interesting that our previous caller was a Nine of Clubs, and it's like, and Evelyn is not just a Nine of Clubs, she's a double Nine of Clubs. So it's like, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of times, Evelyn, your life sometimes kind of feels like really faded. It's like, you know, really like high school graduation every year, okay? It's kind of like, you know, you have things, you know, doors open, doors close, and you just go, oh, my goodness, I feel like I'm in the revolving door section because this comes in. But you've really come here to complete, I'll say, soul chapters in your life. It's like, you know, the nines come in to do that. They're the universal cards. With it being in clubs, it's like you have an opportunity, you know, to be one of those, like, I'll say universal teachers because, you know, you're kind of like the keeper of knowledge, that kind of stuff. So you have a really awesome opportunity to do that, should you so choose to do. 32, you're 30, because I'm thinking you're saying this is your 32nd year. This is a year of transition. It's like there's a lot of things, you know, when you have a year that's a five, you have a lot of restless energy that comes in there. You've actually had the blessed card, the Ten of Diamonds, as your long-range card. So, you know, somehow or other this year, you know, you're getting blessings. You're only about halfway through. Well, no, not even that. Let's see. Your Mars time started on November 29th, okay? So that's you know, that's dealing with men's issues, that kind of stuff. So the two things that you have presenting right now is a Queen of Clubs and a Four of Diamonds. Fours are about stability. This can be stability with finances or stability with your values. The queens are about, you know, queens. The Queen of Clubs one, anytime I see that one, I always think nurturing. The queens are always about nurturing, but they're also about self-examination. So you're really looking within and looking to see this point in time how you can communicate more effectively, and I'll say more effectively since this is in the Mars time, with men. So it's like, you know, some issues with men going on. You've got, as an environment card, you've got an Ace of Hearts, which is, you know, kind of looking for new loves. Not, you know, not necessarily a new life mate, you know, or whatever, but, you know, or a new boyfriend, but it's like you're going to have new loves coming in. You're going to have blessings, you know, coming in, new things that you love to do this year, okay? In the Jupiter time frame, because that's coming up next, that's will come in January 21st, you know, so that's about 3 weeks away here. So you're going to be finishing up that. With that, you have a Nine of Hearts and a Seven of Hearts. So it's like there's going to be some closure with some relationships, you know, and at the same time, that seven is like, you know, have a little faith and love is going to come to you. But the nines, the sevens, they always have this, what I'll say, invitation to really look in the mirror and go, do I have any kind of, you know, it's where you ask yourself, do I have any kind of just negative attitudes, you know, either about love and relationships or, you know, about how I love myself, you know, that kind of stuff. Because that really speaks to how we love, you know, how we're loving ourselves. And it's like, and it's inviting us to say, let me look in the mirror and really love that person there and let go of, you know, I'm too short, I'm too tall, I'm too thin, I'm too heavy, I'm too, you know, don't like the color of my hair, you know, that kind of stuff. You look at yourself and you go, I love myself as I am. I am a perfectly formed, you know, child of God, if you will, but, you know, I'm okay. There's a book called, you know, I'm Okay, You're Okay. And it's like, and you are. You've got to look in the mirror and go, I'm okay. Because part of that is, sometimes we get in relationships and we can start feeling not okay about ourselves, especially if it's the other person breaks it off, you know, and we go, man, what was wrong with me? But it's like, don't do that to yourself, because when you look at and when you can love yourself for who you are, and you then you look in the mirror, and relationships are a mirror of how we love ourselves. So it's like, get clear with yourself and say, you know what? I'm an awesome person. I am deserving of love. You know, this is cool. This is, you know, this is going to work out. But it's like, you know, really saying that and meaning it, okay? Really getting it down inside yourself and say, I am an awesome person. I am worthy and deserving of a good love in my life. And it's like, and then you begin drawing that kind of person to it who will reflect how you feel about yourself. So hoping that makes sense. And Bonnie, you're our love person here, so it's like I'm going to have you say a few words because love and relationship is your deal.
I know. And listen, I've been listening very intently. I have not tried to interrupt, but I wanted to.
I know. Kudos.
I know. Well, listen,
I love you.
I know. I didn't do that because I am walking the beach and there's a lot of people around me, so I'm continuing to walk. And here's what I'm getting. Very quickly. Evelyn, can you speak to me for a minute? I need to hear your voice. I want to tell you something. Hi, Bonnie. Evelyn. Hello.
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 Well,
she still
has a red mic, so I'm not sure. I'm not sure where she got off to. So it's like it shows she's still on a red mic with us. So it's like she's still on air. So she might have muted her phone. You know, sometimes people have that, you know, stuff going on in their background. So, yeah.
Well, listen, let me tell you what came in very quickly, Evelyn. If I hear you or can't hear you, here is what I am getting in spirit. You will be married by the age of 2017. I don't know why I'm saying this because I am a relationship counselor and I believe in love of yourself, love of man, love of your friends, love of your person. So I am not really one to give you dates, but they are really, really hammering me by telling me to please tell you by 2017 you will be wed. Now, what does that mean for now? That means we're going into 2015, and you don't just marry someone. So I agree with Candy. Yeah, you'll probably meet them this year. I do feel like you are... I want to say you're skeptical, but you're really not. I feel like even though you've had some issues, I don't think you've had... I don't feel you being tainted, which means that, like my sister, she's tainted, that she thinks all men are horrible because, you know, she chose the wrong man. And, you know, we always blame other people for things that we also have a part in. I feel like you're really good about that. I think that you are ready to have somebody in your life. I feel that you are metaphysical. I think that you have intuition. I think that you have feelings. And I think you're really grounded. So, yeah, I see you're ready for a relationship. I think that you've had them. And I'm going to say that you've liked having relationships. Maybe you've picked or trusted the wrong kind of people, but I don't think you've gotten tainted about it. So when I say that I see a relationship walking in when Candy does, I believe that this is going to be really sweet. I don't think, there he is. What I think you're going to do is meet somebody, really like feel like you like him, he likes you, and then you're going to go out, and then you're going to find out you have a lot of things in common, and just by happenstance, you just won't be separated. So I think you're going to meet somebody quickly, coming up, not quickly, because I think it's going to take a while for this relationship for you to feel this is it, but I think you'll know once you meet him that this is it. So for me, that's a fabulous, fabulous thing. You're only 30. How old is she, 32, Kelly? Is that what you said?
32.
Yeah.
32.
Yeah, she said 32.
So by the age of 35, going into 36,
yeah,
she will be taken. So I'm really happy.
Yeah. You know what's really funny, Bonnie? I want to comment on that. It's like, it's simply because I'm sitting here looking at her cards, looking forward. And it's like in her 34th year, she got so many hearts. I know. And on her 35th year, she's got, as her long range card, she's got the Four of Hearts, which is a lesser marriage card. So I'm like going, yeah. Totally agree with what you're saying there.
Yeah, you know, I love spirit. And you know what? I got to tell you something. I'm sitting here in the ocean. I have my feet in the ocean, Kelly. So, you know, relax, revive, rejuvenate. I am feeling that, even though I don't feel like I need to, because I am was perfectly fine. I'm so happy spirit has been, well, it's always here with me. But, you know, when I'm not on my show is like what really keeps me, like, happy, and I love it. And, yes, the family's wonderful, and I'm having a great time. But there, like, I think somebody put in Facebook, there's always issues when you're here with four people all alone, which are usually in their own lives mostly. And we're all working out perfect. We're happy we're here. But I'm telling you, it's my radio show that's keeping me warm and fuzzy, as well as my family. So I'm glad to have come on because I wouldn't have. So this is like, I love it. Candy, how are you?
All right, you know, we have one more caller, and I'm gonna say Evelyn. You know, thank you for calling in. Appreciate that. And this will be an archive. You know, check out the archive link, Bonnie Mosenter Albers on Facebook. And go catch that. And I don't know if she's still on mute there, but it's like, yeah, okay.
Well,
one more caller. One more caller. Hang in there, Bonnie. Area code 404. We're going to put them on.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, Bonnie dropped. Oh, shoot.
Oh, no.
She jumped off.
Okay.
No, it's more like the water took her phone. I don't know. Okay, 404. Who are we visiting with today?
This is T calling from Georgia.
T?
Oh,
yes.
Wow, we have had so many people that started with the letter T this morning. Oh, my goodness.
The day of T's.
It is.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Let's find out what your birthday and month is here, and it's like, and we'll figure out what your card is and see if you're another one of those nines.
Ninth? I think I might be, but my birthday is December 9th, 19.
December 9th. Oh, so you just had yours. Oh, I love this. So you're just right at the beginning of your time frame here. December.
Yes,
oh, my
December.
God, for you. Are you serious? You said December 9th, right?
Yes.
I kid you not. That is the nine of clubs with a king of diamonds. We've had three. We have had three nine of clubs people call in today. So anyway, Candy, I'm gonna let you take the. Oh, and I need to know how old you are. Sorry.
I'm 26. You know how you get stuck between ages. I'm 26, and I'm just really curious about a job interview on January 7th.
Okay.
Good.
Job interview. Okay.
Really good vibe from it.
Nice.
Whoa. Is this like a step up from what you're doing right now? It feels like a step up.
Yeah, and the pay is a step up as well.
Yes. I see
Bonnie
everything
back.
Going extremely
we
well.
Hi. I don't know what kicked me off.
It kicked off. Okay, to fill you in, this is T. This is like the fifth person we've had today with the initial T, and what's even funnier is her birthday is December 9th, and she is also a nine of clubs. So our last few callers have been nine of clubs. It's nine of clubs energy today.
Wow.
And she's wondering
about
a job interview.
Unless I'm Candy, and I remember this. She's absolutely right. Keep going, Candy. I'm being asked to tell you to make sure your resume looks. The word they are using is extremely beautiful. I don't know why they use this word, but that's what they're saying.
Extremely beautiful resume. Cool.
Extremely beautiful. I don't know. I'm just getting the messenger here. I'm also being asked to tell you to dress. Issue the tea, look everything nice, because this will make a very good impact on the person that's interviewing you.
I'm sorry, I missed the first part.
I'm being asked to tell you to dress extremely nice, that everything looks nice to the tea. It'll make a big, huge impact
dress
on the interviewer.
Mm-hmm.
Dress professional, okay, yes. For some reason, I write down my notes, and I'm writing like a left-handed person would be writing. Are you left-handed?
No, I'm right-handed.
I don't know, but this is the way it's coming out. And I'm also getting a peach scent around you. Do you like peach scents, or do you like peaches, or something like this? I'm getting a lot of fruit today.
Oh, I had a lot of fruit today, but I have lotion. It's like apples.
Okay. I just have a good feeling about this interview thing. Bonnie, how about you?
Can I ask you a question, T?
Yes.
I do feel really, really good about this interview for you. I believe there's going to be some other people interviewed. Are you on your second interview or this is your first?
This is like the first out of the three steps. Process for the job in another state.
Okay. So you know that you'll go through the first, there's going to be several steps to this interview, correct?
Yes, I believe. I'm not sure because I got through the first two, and then this is like, I believe when you meet with the at the branch, the manager and the hiring manager. I think this is like the last step.
Right. So you're at your third. Yeah, you're at your second or third, and you know, and I really believe that there's other people also involved in this last step. So what I want you to do, and that's exactly probably where Candy's picking up is, they're pretty. I feel like they're a pretty conservative company, and I don't mean conservative where oh my gosh, you know, you have to, you know, that's not what I mean, but. You need to dress conservatively meeting them like you would go to, they're saying Sunday, you know, going to Sunday school or going to Sunday church on Sunday or something they're saying like that. So you really, really have to dress the part of what they're looking for. I feel like I see a big smile. There's going to be maybe two people there, a guy and maybe a woman. And the guy I see smiling, shaking his head, yeah. So I feel that this interview is going to go fabulous, okay? I also think that there are some other jobs available. And I don't know why I'm saying this or why what they're showing me, but I think they are also hiring for some different, maybe that you don't know about, different other positions, and maybe you do, I don't know. But I believe that they want to put you somewhere. And so if it's not the job that you're looking at right now, you'll get it, but it will be a different, they'll be putting you somewhere else instead of where you think. So does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So I feel like if you do those steps, smile, go on confidence, dress conservatively, show your personality off, happy and very customer-oriented, what they're saying to me. So which means that you're very, very friendly and warm and very helpful. I think you got a good shot at this job or something they have in mind for you. But I think you're going to get it. I just don't know which one you're going to get. But I feel they know where to put you. That's what they're telling me.
Okay. Yeah, because it determines me moving up north. So I'm down in Georgia, so I'll be moving back.
They're going to offer you something. And what they're going to offer you might not be exactly what you think, but the pay will be better. So and I think you're going to be, if it's not the job you're applying for right now within the company, is something else that they know you'd be perfect for. So just smile, be happy, and go in confidence.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
I want to add to this.
Hey, wait, before you go, and Kelly gets her 90 seconds.
I get my 90 seconds.
Happy New Year! Happy New Year! Go ahead, Kelly.
Definitely. All righty, my 90 seconds. Here we go. For the moment, you're in the Mercury time period, which is really good. You've got a Four of Clubs. You've got a Queen of Hearts. Very interesting combination there for job stuff. I was like, something you love. It's like, mastering that. Communication. As everybody was, talking about clothes and stuff, it's like they showed me you dress. I'm like going, okay, that was really cute. But it's like literally, if you've got like the suit jacket, the skirt, whether it's pinstripe or whatever, but it's like a darker blue, I don't know if it's as dark as navy blue, but it's like, kind of like a dark blue with like a light blue top and a red scarf. And it's like, and then if you have like navy blue pumps that are like, low heel navy blue pumps, but it's like, so they showed me this whole like, spit and polish, professional person. I was like, wow, okay, that looks really nice. Yeah, you got that one. What it also shows is you've got a five of spades and an eight of spades in the Venus time frame. The Venus time begins January 31st. So what Bonnie was saying about a move, it's like the five of spades is called the card of the wanderer. So usually when the fives come up, and you've got two of them this year, you've got one as a result card, is the five of diamonds. So it's like a result is, the challenge to something new, and you've got an ace of clubs as your Pluto, which is your challenge card, something new in communication, something like that, and, followed up with that five of diamonds. So it's like, okay, restlessness with that, you know, and a lot of times, like I say, when the fives show up, it's a change of location. It can be a geographical move. So when you're having that, you know, in the Venus time with the, you know, with the five of spades and with the eight of spades, both of those are, you know, dealing with your career, with office, with the job, that kind of stuff. So it looks like, you know, if you make that move, it's going to be really good because it's a power card. That eight of spades is absolutely a power card. You know, you'll go into March. I mean, your whole year, you have just like got work, and work. It's like in Mars, you've got like a six of spades with the three of clubs. In Jupiter, you've got the ace of spades, the transformation card with the queen of spades. In Saturn, it gives you the seven of spades and the jack of hearts. And the Uranian time is the king of spades and the nine of spades. And then last of all but not least is Neptune with the nine of diamonds and the queen and the seven of spades. So it's like you have got literally...
Wow.
Spades all year for, you know, this is like a career year for you. I'm like going, oh, my goodness. It's like, I hope you will call back on the different times.
Are you
because,
reading my cards? Are you reading my cards?
No, I'm reading her cards.
Okay, because so now
these are her cards. You
my
can't
year
have
is coming up. My year is coming up, too, but I'll share that with you.
I will. But her Mars time begins, you know, March 24th. The Jupiter, the blessed time of year, is 5:15. That's May 15th, and that's where you're going to have, it's your blessed and expansive time. But it's like also the card of transformation. That Ace of Spades is that card of the Magi, so it's like, you know, really some transformational things going on there. But it's, you know, really positive because it's, you know, good stuff. Saturn begins July 6th, and it's like, you know, that's where you've got like a Seven of Spades, Jack of Hearts. The Uranian time frame is August 27th, and again, that, now you got the King of Spades there with the Nine of Spades. King of Spades is like, you know, not just float your own boat and build it, but it's like, you know, being the captain of your ship. That's really awesome. Neptune is October 18th, you know, so we're talking next year, you know, October 18th of 2015, and you've got a Nine of Diamonds and the Seven of Spades in that one. So it's like, yeah, this is like, you know, this is your year, like, oh, my goodness. You know, it's like you're going to have some career stuff going on there. It's like, holy moly. But anyway, so call us back as the time frames, you know, go on, and we'll take a look and kind of see. It's like, you know, so what's happened so far? And it's like, and here's what's coming up. So, yeah. I'm just going to say congratulations. Looks like a great year.
We want to hear from you. We always like to have feedback. We can't wait. But if you're working and don't have time, you can drop us an email or a Facebook saying, oh, girl, that's where I am.
<Outward. laughs>
Oh, you don't
I'll
have
make sure to
miss.
Call back
this
in.
Is coming through. Yes, thank you very much. Have a happy new year. So,
you too.
Give us a call in 2015.
I will.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And thanks
hey,
for calling.
Good luck.
We appreciate it.
Thank
hey,
you.
Thank you. Hey, who's going to sing the Happy New Year song?
Happy to, happy,
yes,
happy New Year, baby. Is that it?
No.
Anyway.
When all the queens are gone,
and
all the world is
you gotta sing that tomorrow, Bonnie. You gotta come on tomorrow and sing that. Come on now. Tomorrow's the 31st.
I am. I talked to Annabelle and I talked to Brenda, and they are Thursday. They're actually coming. And you have Ron and you have Leslie coming tomorrow. And we have had a beautiful, wonderful, and fabulous angel, Candy, on for you to talk to. We have got a fabulous
And I'm
going to
go change the show's parameters today. I'm so sorry Phil had car trouble today. It's like, oh, and we got 90 seconds. You have enough time to make announcements.
Yay!
And what's happening Friday? Wake
you.
Up World with Bonnie.
Wake Up World with Bonnie will be starting the day after New Year's. I'm going to wish you a happy 2015 because 2015, we are all going to start with new, happy, happy love. Every change your thoughts, change your life. Day, and we are going to make the most of 2015, guys. So please stay with us tomorrow for Ron on Astrology Day, and Leslie Journey will be bringing up the house,
and Thursday, New Year's Day. Predictions are going to predict everything for 2015. So please call in and listen.
Cool.
And I love you all. So thank you for being with us. Thank you, Candy, for actually coming on and giving your readings. You rock the house. You know Kelly, so
absolutely
do you, and I love you, girls. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I thank you, everyone, for tuning in, listening, and have a happy evening. Bye.
Can I play the happy song now? I was going to say, can I play the happy song?
Happy, happy.
For you?
Yes. Yeah.
Play
the happy song.
Play happy,
yeah,
happy.
Sure.
There it is. Here we go. We'll go out with this. 10 seconds. Woohoo.
Hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy, I'm alone.
Okay, ending the episode.
Love you.
Love you too. Bye.